To CPR News, I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Eight people were injured in an attack in Boulder yesterday. They were walking peacefully to bring attention to the hostages still held by Hamas in Gaza. When they stopped outside the county courthouse, a man used makeshift incendiary devices. Here's Boulder Police Chief Stephen Redfern.
A lot of people are upset and questioning how this happened and why. Our hearts go out to everyone affected today. Here and in Colorado, we understand that this has a ripple effect in many communities.
Two of those injured were flown to a hospital burn unit. The man accused has been charged with a federal hate crime and is due in court this afternoon. CPR's Ben Marcus has more.
In an interview after the attack, Mohammed Soliman told investigators that he wanted to kill all Zionist people. That's according to a complaint filed in federal court this morning. Soliman threw two lit Molotov cocktails at the group. He told investigators that he planned the attack for a year and researched how to make Molotov cocktails on YouTube. He also said he targeted the group, which gathers regularly for a walk and vigil for the hostages held by Hamas. Four men and four women were injured in the attack. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
The suspect is facing state assault and explosive charges. CPR will bring you the latest this afternoon on All Things Considered. The state legislature is seeking teens to join its Youth Advisory Council. CPR's Megan Verlee reports it's for ages 14 to 19.
The council analyzes issues important to young people and makes policy recommendations that lawmakers may pick up and turn into bills. It's helped shape new laws on food waste in schools, youth mental health supports, and academic standards. Lawmakers had considered ending the council to save money in the state budget, but are keeping it going in a smaller form. More information about applying for the Colorado Youth Council can be found at coyac.org. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
It's 3:34. This is CPR News.